Mira and Harper Audio present Trashlands by Allison Stein, performed by Brittany Presley. The world is an old grave. Women sparkle like cheap glitter. Rebecca Lehman. It's only a region of trash, so why not trash it? Barbara Ellen Smith, Hillbilly. One, early coral root, Corallariza trifata. Coral was pregnant then. She hid it well in a dress she had found in the road, sun-bleached and mud-dotted, only a little ripped. The dress billowed to her knees, over the tops of her boots. She was named for the wildflower which hadn't been seen since before her birth, and for ocean life, poisoned and gone. It was too dangerous to go to the beach anymore. You never knew when storms might come. Though they were going to get a whale. A boy had come from up north with a rumor. A whale had beached. Far off its course, but everything was off by then. The waterways, the paths to the ocean, its salt. You went where you had to go, where weather and work and family, but mostly weather, took you. The villagers around Lake Erie were carving the creature up, taking all the good meat and fat. The strainer in its mouth could be used for bows, the bones in its chest for tent poles or greenhouse beams. It was a lot of fuel for maybe nothing, a rumor spun by an out-of-breath boy. But there would be pickings along the road. And there was still gas, expensive but available. So the group went, led by Mr. Fall. They brought kayaks, lashed to the top of the bus. But in the end, the water was shallow enough they could wade. They knew where to go because they could smell it. You got used to a lot of smells in the world. Rotten food, chemicals, even shit. But death? Death was hard to get used to.
Masks up, Mr. Fall said.
Some of the men in the group, all men except Coral, had respirators, painter's masks, or medical masks. Coral had a handkerchief of faded blue paisley knotted around her neck. She pulled it up over her nose. She had dotted it with lavender oil from a vial, carefully tipping out the little she had left. She breathed shallowly through fabric and flowers. Mr. Fall just had a t-shirt wound around his face. He could have gotten a better mask, Coral knew, but he was leading the crew. He saved the good things for the others. She was the only girl on the trip, and probably the youngest person. Maybe 15, she thought. Months ago, she had lain in the ice house with her teacher, a man who would not stay. He was old enough to have an old-fashioned name, Robert, to be called after people who had lived and died as they should. Old enough to know better, Mr. Fall had said. But what was better anymore? Everything was temporary. Robert touched her in the straw, the ice blocks sweltering around them. He let himself want her, or pretend to, for a few hours. She tried not to miss him. His hands that shook at her buttons would shake in a fire or in a swell of flood water. Or maybe violence had killed him. She remembered it felt cool in the ice house. A relief from the outside where heat beat down. The last of the chillers sputtered out chemicals. The heat stayed trapped in people's shelters, like ghosts circling the ceiling. Heat haunted. It would never leave. News would stop for long stretches. The information that reached Scrapalacha would be written hastily on damp paper, across every scrawled inch. It was always old news. The whale would be picked over by the time they reached it. Mr. Fall led a practiced team. They would not bother Coral, were trained not to mess with anything except the mission. They parked the bus in an old lot, then descended through weeds to the beach. The stairs had washed away. And the beach, when they reached it,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?